Okay, so on Daf Hey over here. So Nachmol, so we didn't get too far yesterday, but so you quoted the Zohar Kaddish, that the Zohar talked about this inyan of the Shvua that the Jewish people were forced to take, a Shvua that compels us not to force Geula before Asher Techbats, before it's B'chefetz Ratzon HaTov, before the Rebbeinu Shlom really, really wants it. And so so he began to explain that that inyan of Chavetz Ratzon HaTov comes when a Geula is sort of being channeled through the lens of Pnimius HaTorah and through Avodas Hashem, which is stamped with Pnimius HaTorah. So that's what he's... right, so to the four lines in from the top on, again, that hand on the left side, four lines in. Four lines from the top. Ukvar Amr Chazal. Now the truth is, Chazal already say, and this is in the Zohar, that Rizal in Eitz Chaim, and it quotes this in a few places. Ukvar Amr Rav Hussein Chazal, so the Chachamim say, Kizman HaShvua, that the truth is the time of the Shvua, Hoya Ad Elf Shanim, is really only for the for 1,000 years. In other words, when the the world is 6,000 years, so we know that each millennia corresponds to one of the midas of Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Yisod, then eventually to Malchus. That's the Ramban already writes that in the beginning of Chumash. So the Tekufa of Golas, like the real Tekufa of Golas in terms of where this oath of Ishbati Eschem and so on Shatir Vitar Zahava Ashatechbats was only during the fourth millennia, the fifth millennia. I'm sorry, the millennia, the 1,000 years that corresponds to the Mid of Hoyt. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, really just a few years before the beginning of the fifth millennia, right? And the Zohar Kaddish was revealed right at the sort of right after the fifth millennia. So that fifth millennia, that's really considered to be corresponds to the Mid of Hoyt. I think he'll probably quote it. It says in Pasuk, Kol Hayayim Daveh, the whole day was miserable. So every day, the Ramban says in the beginning of Chumash, based on a Pasuk, that every day corresponds to 1,000 years. Every day of Hashem is like 1,000 years, so to speak. So the 6 days of creation, each day is like 1,000 years. So there's one day which is Daveh, which is miserable, and that corresponds to the fifth millennia, which is the same letter as Daveh, the same letters as Hoyt. Same letters as Hoyt. So that's the Mid of Hoyt. So the Racham Vital is saying the Chiddush over here is that this oath of Im Tir Vim Torah Zahava Asher Techbats is only for that 1,000 years. But after that 1,000 years, now already you're holding by the time of B'chefetz Ratzon Tov. So that, again, it's a big Chiddush, but that's what he says Mefurish. He's talking about the Gimel Shavuos. He's saying the Gimel Shavuos, and he's saying it's only for the 1,000 years. That's what he says. There's a pasuk in Daniel, it's one of the more mysterious pasukim where he's talking about the time of Mashiach. This Yehuvin biyodei, and power will be given to the enemies of the Jewish people ad until idan v'idnan uplagid, until a time and two times and half a time. Again, it's very mysterious to figure out what that means. But al kopanim, there's a sefer, Pirkei HaCholos, Rabbi Yishmael, is one of the early Kabbalah sforim that we have. So on that pasuk, that's what he quotes, that the Shavuot is only for 1,000 years. Ve'echa Riyah Kodesh Baruch Hu Yaakovinu Sar B'kol Bavel, Oilu B'sulam Shevenukim B'chulu. And that's where the Pirkei HaCholos also talks about the idea of Yaakovinu on the ladder, that he sees the Malach of Bavel going up 70 rungs, that's the Golos of 70 years, and so on. So in that context, that's where Pirkei HaCholos records this idea that the Shavuot is only for 1,000 years. V'chein B'sefer HaZoyer, Parashas Ve'era, Vizel Shana. This is what it says in the Zohar. Amr Lei Rabbi Yosi, Kol Do Arichu Zimna Yosir Mikamaduk Michavraya. That unfortunately the Zman of Mashiach has been schlepped out much longer than what the Chaverim have established to be the real time of Golus, Diu Yoy Mechad, which is really only one day, 1,000 years. Galusa de Knesset Yisrov Lo Yosir. So that's where, so unfortunately, we're overdue already for a long time. But again, the Chiddush they're saying over here is that, during that 1,000 years, that's when it wasn't B'chefetz Ratzon HaTov. But now it could be B'chefetz Ratzon HaTov. Again, it doesn't necessarily mean Again, the point is Bechevish Rasan Tov comes through the lens of Pnimis HaTorah, but the point is that after that 1,000 years, now it's the time where Pnimis HaTorah can shine forth. And that's why I've mentioned this before, the Arizal writes this in Eitz Chaim, that during those 1,000 years, what makes those 1,000 years so difficult, there's Tsaros before, there's Tsaros after, but what makes those 1,000 years like really the dark ages in terms of Torah, even though it was the time of Chazal and everything, because Pnimis HaTorah was hidden during that time. Pnimis HaTorah was very much hidden during that time, and was kept mamish to a select few, and so on. It was not part of like everyone's, you know, way of thinking. So that's why it was Kol Yom Deveh. So that's what he says over here. The Yuchad was really supposed to be one day. Gulus de Knesset Yisrov lo yaser, not more than that. Dechsev the Sanani Shomeima. That the pasuk says, I think it's an Echa. Yeah. Nasati Shomeima, you've placed me in destruction. Kol Hayom Deveh, the whole day is misery. And again, that's the 1,000 years that corresponds to Hayit. Oid Mamar Acher Kosev Parshas Bereishis, another section of the Zohar. Uzal Shana is what it says. Umisham Yipared V'Hayit L'Arba Roshim. Right, so he's going to reference this. We spoke about this yesterday. We referenced quickly about the Dalet Shenichnasu L'Parades, the four that entered the orchard. That was during those 1,000 years. And they went into the orchard and they were trying to be Poel Mashiach, but it didn't work out. So there's a reference to that. So it says in Pasuk that a river comes out of Eden to water the Gan, and from there it breaks off into four river heads, right? So that's what the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis. So Ilun, Inan, Arba, Shenichesu L'Pardes. So says the Zohar, these four rivers that flow out of Gan Eden correspond to the four that went into the Pardes, right? Benazza, Benzaima, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. Chadol, Bepishon. So the four rivers are, that's what he's going to say over here, that the four rivers represent the four Chalakim of Torah. And each one of these Tzadikim took upon themselves at the time to sort of represent that Chalak of Torah and to be Poel Gula in that way. So Chad Ol B'Pishon. So one of the Tzadikim took upon himself the river of Pishon. And what does Pishon represent? Pirish Shain Halachas. Pirish Shain Halachas. So in other words, it's the simple explanation of Halacha. That's Pshat. Tinyana, the second one, Ol B'Gichon. Went into the river Gichon, V'Da'iyu Remes. That corresponds to Remes. Tlisa, the third one, Ol B'Chidekel. Went into the river Chidekel. Lishna Chadira V'Kal L'Drasha. Chadira Chidekel comes from a lashon of chad, like sharp, and also kal, meaning like kal v'chomers and drushes. So that's the rem, that's the chelik of drush. Rivia, the fourth one, Ayal b'Paras, went into the river Paras. You said Meicha, which is the Meichin, the Pnimius. Debe Parvirabia, which is the source of which is fruitful and multiplies. Now that's the level of side. So now it explains. Benazai, Benzaima, V'Acher, the three other ones, Benazai, Benzaima, and Acher, that went into Pshat, Remez, and Josh, Da'ol, B'Klip, and Daraisa, that they took upon themselves, and that's where their Sharash and Hashamba was from, was the Klip of Torah. In other words, the external element of Torah, have a Lokoin bind, so they got damage from it, each one in his own way. Rabbi Kiva, Da'ol, B'Moicha, but Rabbi Kiva, that took upon himself the level of Said. So Itmar Bey, regarding him, it was said, Da'ol, B'Shalim, Nothing with Shalom. He went in peace and he exited in peace. You know, Mashiach didn't come from it, but Al Kopanim, at least that chelik. So already you see that even within that tekufa of 1,000 years, and within this failed attempt of the tzaddikim to be poil Yeshuas and to be poil the Gula, the one that was able to at least go in peace and exit in peace was Rabbi Kiva, that took upon himself the chelik of Said. So again, because the whole inyan of the shvuas of don't do it at Acha Techbats means the Gula should come through the prism, through the lens, and through the refinement of Pnimis HaTorah, which Bechlolus in the providence of the world is really, generally speaking, after that 1,000 years. But even within that 1,000 years, the tzaddik that was at least Yatzah B'Shalom Nichnas B'Shalom, you know, was at least Rabbi Kiva, that takes upon himself side. Amar B'Lazar. Rav said, "Amba yoy mechad havin bebe medrasha." So he says, one day we were in the base medrash, chulu begin daraisa mitrain luchin elain. So here, so you know, there's a bunch of like et ceteras over here, so it's hard to get the flow of it. But the basic idea is as follows: that what we're about to see is that Relazar Berb Shimon is explaining to us that to a certain degree this is also the difference between Nigla and Ister, and whether Torah is sort of experienced only through the lens of Nigla, or is it experienced through the lens of Pnimius, is the difference between the first Luchas and the second Luchas. That's also the difference. So he's about to say, begin Daraisa mitrain Luchin Elain Avamaisha Nachas Lang Yisrael. The Torah, that of the two luchas that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to bring down to us, v'leizalchu behind, we weren't zeichet to it. V'naflu v'itperu, it fell and they broke. So Reb Lazar says that's the inyan of that. If we would have received that Torah of the first luchas, then the Torah that we would experience would be a Torah that was completely pulsating openly with the light of Pnimius HaTorah, the dog gara mibuda debayis rishon v'sheni, and ultimately the fact that we weren't zaycha to the first luchas and all we got is the second luchas ultimately led to the destruction of the two batei mikdash, the yovlein achronin misitrat etzadas toivara, and instead of the first luchas we got the second luchas which gives us a Torah which is more where the etzadas toivara side of it, which is the nigla, is more dominant. The Timon is Yehovist Araisa, Be'isr V'heter. From there we got the Torah that's of these two elements of Isr V'heter, Miyamin Achayin, Umismol Amaisa, the right is life, the left is death. Fine. So that's what the Zohar says. The Dover Acher, another interpretation. The Nahar Yotzim Eden, Bavade La'elab Eitz Chayim. So he says that, again, a similar type of idea, that, again, going back to that pasuk, the river flows out of Eden. Lahashkes esagan, so that is coming from the place of the Eitz Chaim. Lahashkes esagan, that's really, and then it waters the garden. Da pardes, that's the orchard of Torah. De matat de tamon, which is like more of the world that's nigla. The tamon olo ben aze ben zayim v'acher, that's the place of where ben aze ben zayim and acher went to embrace. Uklip and delay misitra da toiv misitra da ra. But again, as we said, with Nigla, one side is positive, one side is negative. V'dayu iser v'heter, pasal kosher, tum and tahara, and so on and so forth. Kigav nada amri chevraya mori masnisen. So, based again, so in other words, this stuff or acher, this interpretation is explaining to us is that it's a little different angle where the river that's flowing from Eden, Lahashkes is a gan. On a more general sense, the Gan represents Nigla, and the river that's flowing from Eden to water the Gan is like the light of Pnimius HaTorah that comes to illuminate the garden and to water it and to give it life. Kigav Nada, and similarly, Omru Chevraya, Mori Masnisen, the Tanoim, the masters of Mishnah, said the following thing, Vayimoris Chayehem, Vavoyda Kasha. This is a famous piece of the Zohar. A lot of this farm by Pesach quote this passage over here, that says in Pasuk by Mitzrayim, by Moros Chayeyim, that they embitter their lives, Vavoyda Kasha, Da Kushya. That corresponds to Kashas, like in Gemara. The Choymer, clay and mortar. Da Kal V'Choymer, that's a reference to Kal V'Choymer. The Levenim, with bricks, Da Libun Hilchasa, Levenim Libun, that means clarifying Halacha. Ubekol Avoyda Basada, all outside work, Da Braisa, that's the Braises. As kol avaydasam, all other work, da Mishnah, that's Mishnah. So in other words, a lot of, when the Sforim quote this, usually the interpretation is that through Golas Mitzrayim, and through the pain of Golas Mitzrayim, Kal Yisrael were zaycha to Torah by Har Sinai, which has all these elements, Kal V'chaymer, B'lovenim, and so on and so forth. The larger context of the Zohar, though, is really saying a little bit more unfortunate, which is the very fact that the Torah that we're going to receive in Har Sinai is a Torah that's dominant with Kal V'Chaymer is Libin Hilchasa, which is Nigla, and not necessarily shining with the light of Pnimius HaTorah, is a result of whatchamacallit, that you see by Golas Mitzrayim, and that's foreshadowing the unfortunate reality of us losing the first Luchas, which, as we're going to see in a moment, is really rooted back in the sin of the Eitz Hadas. So even though we know this from Arizal, that the inyan of Golas Mitzrayim was there to, as a major part of Golas Mitzrayim was a tikkun for the chet of the Eitz Hadas. So the fact that built into Golas Mitzrayim is a tikkun for the Eitz Hadas, and therefore we're going to be zeichet the Torah, but ultimately the Torah that we're going to get is still an Eitz Hadas Tovara Dekatorah predominantly. even though, again, it'll be illuminated with Pnimis HaTorah, and ultimately, Pnimis HaTorah will shine forth, and the broken first luchas we still have. But Lamaisa, the most, you know, the most obvious part of Torah is going to be the nigla side of it. So he says, "V'itayven b'tiyufta." If the Jewish people would have done tshuva, maksiv, what does it say? V'areo Hashem eitz. Right. Then we left Mitzrayim, but we got to a place of Mara. Right. They saw the waters were bitter. Ein ma'im el Torah. Right. That's why Chazal already say that over there. They went 3 days without water. Chazal say it means 3 days without learning. So they found water, but the waters were bitter. So what does it mean, bitter waters? It means nigla without the illumination of Nistar. And the result of that is a person studying Torah, wanting madrigas for themselves, right? Amanas l'kala pras, like we've been seeing. So what does that pasuk say? So Hashem says to Moshe, v'yirei Hashem eitz. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a stick, eitz, a tree, and Moshe Rabbeinu took the stick, put it in the waters, and the waters became sweet. So the Zohar says, v'yirei Hashem eitz, da eitz achayim. That's a reference to the Eitz HaChaim, which is Pnimis HaTorah. Ubei v'yimtuku amayim, and from there, the waters of Nigla will become sweet. Again, going back to what we always say, it's not about getting rid of Nigla Chas V'Shon. The whole Tachas HaBri is Dir V'Tachtoinim, is to illuminate the lowest places, which is only through Nigla. But in order to make sure that Nigla doesn't take on the personality of the Tachtoinim, that it's coming to illuminate, so it has to be, you know, it has to be enhanced and strengthened and watered with the sweet water, with the Eitz HaChaim. V'dov Mashiach, and that's also a reference to Mashiach, Ditmar Bei, Umat Elokim B'yodi, the staff of Hashem is in my hand. So that's a reference to Mashiach as well. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a pasuk about Moshe, but the Zohar is telling us that Mashiach is also going to have that staff. But the amazing thing with the Zohar is telling us is that that staff of Moshe, which is Mashiach's staff as well, represents this the Eitz HaChaim and its ability to infuse itself and to sweeten the quality of Eitz HaDas. V'kulu iyu begalusa machmas dilei, and everything's in Golas. You know, right now it's all in Golas. Okay, so he says like this: Hine nizbar b'mayim merzeh. So again, he didn't quote all of the Zohar. Just a few more minutes. Nizbar b'mayim merzeh. It's clear from this maimer, when you look at inside especially, the whole sin of Adam Rishon, again, the whole Zohar is referencing this idea that Eitz HaChaim means Pnimius, Eitz HaDas Toivara means Nigla. So what did Hashem say to Adam and Chava? Hashem said, Mikol Eitz HaGan Oichel Toichel, U'meitz HaDas Toivara Lois Oichel Menu. So in other words, the job of Adam and Chava, and this is the, you know, the job of Adam and Chava was to attach themselves to the way of the Eitz HaChaim and not to the way of the Eitz HaDas. But Adam and Chava didn't do that. They attached themselves to the Eitz HaDas. Now the reason why they did that, again, there's all different madrigas and whatever it is, but ultimately it was at some point it was L'Shem Shemayim, because they know the Tachlis is Dir V'Tachtoinim. The Tachlis is Dir V'Tachtoinim. And so in order to make Dir V'Tachtoinim, the only part of Torah that can make a dirvat achtoinim ultimately is nigla, but the thing is, it has to be sweetened and it has to be backed up, you know, and balanced and infused with the light of pnimius. That's what the Zohar says. The Arizal talks about this. That really the real directive was for them to eat the Eitz HaChaim, right? And then when Shabbos comes, they'll make kiddush on the wine from the Eitz HaDas Toivara. Which is really, if you think about it, really the opposite of what we would think, because nowadays, the Zohar Kaddish, it's a well-known thing by the Mekubalim, that during the 6 days of the week, a person should learn Nigla. Even though, again, you learn everything, but, okay. But on Shabbos, you should learn only Nistar. The irony is that that's, huh? If you can, yeah. If you can. So, but everything Mikey learns is Nigla, whether it's even Nigla, it's all been, exactly. But the irony is that the first Shabbos of all time was supposed to be Fakert, right? Supposed to be Fakert. Adam is supposed to be Makash himself to the way of the Eitz HaChaim. And then on Shabbos, then you have the strength of the Eitz HaChaim. Now you can be involved in the Eitz HaDas Toivara. And then, you know, but again, that was the way it should be. And then, unfortunately, things got a little bit lokolkol. But the truth is, you know, it's not the only time you have that. You know, Reb Tzadik points this out. It's not our inyu, but it's just like an interesting observation. Reb Tzadik says that the way Rosh Hashanah is always the sixth day of creation, right? So Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. So it corresponds to Friday and Shabbos of creation, right? So ironically, though, the first day of Rosh Hashanah can sometimes fall out on Shabbos. The second day of Rosh Hashanah can never be on Shabbos, which is really fakert from what the first 2 days of what the original Rosh Hashanah was. The original Rosh Hashanah was Davka, not Shabbos Friday, and the second one was Shabbos, and going forward it's the opposite. So to a certain degree, again, that's the irony over here, but that's what he says over here. And he's Bar Maimer Zeh. So it becomes clear from this Maimer, Ki Oven Adam Rishon, Beit Hadas Tovara, the reason, the oimik of the sin of the Adam Rishon was, Shalei Bacher Lesasek Beit Zachayim. He didn't want to do that. And that itself is the same sin that recurs itself by Har Sinai, but from the Erev Rav, Ha'emrim, El Moshe, that you tell Moshe, Dabar Ati Imanu V'Nishma. We don't want to hear from Hashem, we want to hear, let Hashem talk to you and you'll tell us. That statement means what they're asking for is a Torah that's Eitz Hadas Tovara. They're asking for Nigla, not Nister. Pen namas, maybe we'll die. What does that mean, maybe we'll die? Kisvar as ksas b'nei Torah, asher b'dereinu zeh, which is something that you'll find that some b'nei Torah will say, hametzim shem ra al chachas na'emes, that they say lashon hara, am p'nimis atar chayi ha'olam, which is the source of life, the yitzachayim, shakolam es asik ba, meis b'kitzer shonim chas v'sholam, anyone that's Isaac in that, dies young chas v'sholam, these types of things. And it's mamash lashon hara, because it's fakirt. The Yitzadas, Toivara, which brought death to the world, that's the side of Nigla. But the Yitzah Chaim, which is eternal life, that's Pinus HaTorah. But because of that sin of the Erev Rav, which is the reemergence of Adam and Chava, Lach and Nishbara, Luchas Rishonis, that's why we lost the first Luchas, Mesijah Deis HaChaim, Vinitu Lehem, and they were given instead, Mesijah Deis Das Toivara, Mishnah, which is Shechot Ranusa, which is the maidservant. Vagarmi Buddha Duchur Mais Rishon, the Shani causes the Churban Bais Rishon, the Shani the Gol Sachar and Hamar Va'Aruch Asher Anu Bay Bavasino Ravim, and our Golas that we're in right now as well is from this Ad Yituvim Bnei Yisrael B'Tiyufta, until the Jewish people will finally do tshuva Bikshu as Hashem Elokeihem, and they'll ask for God Himself, Ul Hakiroi Ul Yoydei Brazi Tarosai, and they'll finally want to know about Hashem in terms of the secrets of Torah, and that's the ultimate tshuva. That's the amazing thing. It's like how much. What's the tshuva that's required for Mashiach to come? It's just like to fix this prat, that prat. Okay, we bring karbonis. Karbonis will take care of everything. When the Mashiach will come, there'll be a carbon tumid every single day. The Gemara says that no one in Yerushalayim went to bed with an aveira because we have the carbon tumid take care of everything always. So it's like mamash. So what type of tshuva do we need? Ubik shu es Hashem elokeim, as David Malcolm says in pasuk that you have to search for God. It's mivakshei Hashem to look for Hashem's name. And look for God. That's the Ikar Tshuva before Mashiach comes, that to want to know Hashem through secrets of Torah and to want to know David. Who's David? David means Kol Yisrael. It means you want to know who God is and you also want to know what a Yid is. That's the Tshuva that you need before Mashiach to come. The big Shuva is Hashem Elokeihem, that's David Malkam. And the way to really know who God is and to know what a Yid is through Pnimis HaTorah. The Yedu is Mihem Oivdim, to know who it is that we're serving, Umihu Malkam, who is our King. And from that bikush alone, a person will be zayichet to be involved with chachmas emes. As the pasuk says, that Hashem showed Moshe where the Eitz HaChaim is. In other words, that's the amazing thing, right? Adam and Chava are kicked out of Gan Eden, and it says there's malachim, revolving swords of flame to stop them from finding the Eitz HaChaim. So it's like the Baal Shem Tov's famous mashal, right? So if the king sets up these like fake imaginary barriers between him and the population, and everyone's coming and trying to fight these monsters, and they're not able to do it. So what does finally the son of the king say? The king says, I can't go through these monsters and walls. He calls out his father. He's like, it can't be that you're holding me back. It can't be. It must be that you have, that there's an Eitzah to come to you. It must be because you're my father. And guess what happens? Then all the imaginary walls go away. So when you're trying to force your way into Gan Eden, there's a revolving sword of flame. But when you just sit back and you say to Rabbanu Shalom, big shur, it's Hashem Elokeim, it's David Malkam, I want to know who you are, and I want to know what a Yid is, then Vayiri Hashem Meitz, and Hashem shows you where the Yitzchayim is, and you don't have to fight with Malachim. It's not the way, so he says, K'ma Shukas, Vayiri Hashem Meitz, V'yintu Ko'amayim Adi Mashiach, K'ma Shukas, Parashas Nasa, Ibrahim Himna, Zosh will end with this, U'begin Da'asidin Yisro, L'mitam Milani D'chaya, so it says in Ibrahim Himna, that ultimately at the end of time the Jewish people will taste of the Eitz HaChayim. Diu Hai Sefer Azor, which is the Sefer Azor, Yafkin Bein Min Galusa will come out of Galusa Barachmi. Vilana the Toivara and the Eitz HaDas of Toivara. Diu Iser Veheter Lo Shalat Yisrael will not have dominion over us. Kaz Yu Kamalachi Elyon. At that point, we'll be like Malachi Elyon. Eiskin Bechachs Emes Torah Datzilus Veleivet Taras Matat Mulveshes Belavushin Vesipurim Gashmiim. We'll be able to Eiskin Torah the way it's supposed to be. Aydom Rebetikunim Saif Tikun Shishu Zal Shani. There's also what it says in the Tikun Izar Kama Bnei Nosha. There are so many, Elio says to Mashiach, there are so many neshamas of people in the lowest places that they'll have their parnasa from your Sefer HaZayar. Because it will be revealed below, Bedar Basra, in the last generation, Mesleif Yamaya, Uvigidne Itmar, and regarding your Sefer and Pinyan Sitar in general, it says, Ukras and Durab Aretz, freedom will be called out in the land, in Eretz Yisrael, and in the whole world. Okay. As Hashem, she will kind back plus the big shows Hashem will give us the welcome. Be as go, said the Barach, and may the main one, amen.